And welcome back. Boy, well, I think it's amazing we've recovered from what just happened there in this last game. But here we are, back to where we started, actually, too. The map of Longinus, between Lousy.Cheesy and Precision Time. One game apiece. This game decides it all in this series. Lousy.Cheesy looks like he's going to be Zerg, but Precision Time's going to return back to his traditional Terran, which he seemed to be a lot more comfortable with. Although it makes you wonder after the way he just completely controlled the Gaeas game using Protoss. But, you know, Precision Time knows, you know, what he's doing. So we'll see what happens. So, we'll see if our two players are ready. And it looks like both players have confirmed that they are ready. The players are ready, the map is ready, the crowd is ready, and this announcer is ready. Let's get game number three underway. Precision Time is going to be purple, top left corner of the map, represented in the color of purple. Lousy.Cheesy Zerg is red, and he's located on the right side of the map of Longinus. It'll be interesting to see what Precision Time has learned from the first game going Terran versus Zerg versus Lousy.Cheesy. It's funny, too, because Precision Time seems to be taking a bit of my aggressive tactic sort of thing, but perfected it quite a bit better than I could ask for. Lousy.Cheesy's guess is right yet again. Now, you've got to wonder about this. Lousy.Cheesy's got his Overlord going to the top left corner of the map, yet again guessing completely correct. Perhaps it's just flukish in my mind, but God, three times in a row he guesses correct. What are the odds of that? Well, let's see. They're 1 and 2 times 1 and 2 times, well, 1 and 2. So he's basically nailed a 1 in 8 probability. Go figure. Precision Time's got his first supply depot about halfway underway. Lousy.Cheesy, you really don't need me to tell you what he's going to do at the beginning. He's going to expand to his natural, which will be immediately to the south of his main base on the right-hand side. Spawning pool, probably about, 11 maybe? No, not 11. Yeah, maybe 11. And also an extractor. So you don't need me to even tell you what Lousy.Cheesy's going to do, so I'm just going to focus on Precision Time. Most likely here's a barracks. There's a barracks. Boy, I'm good. Alright. And, what do you know? Lousy.Cheesy is expanding to his natural expansion. Didn't I just tell you guys this? But what could SD possibly know? Precision Time is going to send his SCV out on a scouting run, and if I have to venture a guess, he's going to go down to the bottom of the map. No! He's going to, it looks like, guess right this time and go find Lousy.Cheesy first. So, interestingly enough, remember, like I said, there's a 1 in 2 chance, because on this map there's 3 locations. So there's a 2 in 3 chance you're not going to find your opponent, and a 1 in 2 chance, that you're going to... You know what I mean, Zora can explain the math to you later. But what I really meant to say is there's 2 other locations on the map. Your opponent's going to be in one of those 2 locations, so you have a 50-for-50 chance of finding him. And funny enough, Lousy.Cheesy sees exactly where he wants to go all 3 times, a 1 in 8 probability, while in Mr. Precision Time's case, he only was able to successfully see Lousy.Cheesy in the initial scouting run 1 out of the 3 times. So go figure, huh? There you go, spawning pool extractor. Bang, bang. 2 barracks is back at Precision Time's main base. He's going to be pumping Marines, probably Marines and Medics yet again. M&M's, and no, not the crispy ones. All right. Lousy.Cheesy looks like he's going to be a little bit more prepared for an early rush this time. He's got his first creep colony built underway quite a bit quicker than he did in the last game. Probably not expecting the Protoss player to go the massive Zealot route. But what do you know? Precision Time's going to do the same type of thing this time with 4 Marines. Going to go on an attack run of his own. This one's not going to work very well, though, as Lousy.Cheesy's got a group of 6 Zerglings probably on the attack. He's probably thinking that Precision Time is going to be attacking him, so Lousy Dad Cheesy says, well, why don't I try it myself? These two forces decide to collide right at the top right ramp. Those Marines are in retreat. The Zerglings surround the three Marines, and the Zerglings come out on top. This could be a little bit dangerous for Precision Time. But no. Interestingly enough, Lousy Dad Cheesy just sent those Zerglings up to the ramp to counteract the attack that he expected Precision Time to do, and he skins his three Zerglings back into his main base. What a... It amazes me how the players' minds work. Mazda Cheesy also has his third hatchery underway as well, right in the middle of connecting the two main his main base to his natural. Not surprisingly, too, I expected a quicker factor this time, and there it was. Precision Time's got himself a group of six Marines guarding the second entrance into his main base, and also the entrance to his natural in the top left corner of the map. Lousy Dad Cheesy also is upgrading to a lair and decides to add a second creep colony at his natural expansion just for the heck of it. No, there's actually a purpose to it, but I just thought I'd say for the heck of it. Well, for the heck of it. And also, an earlier starport, as from usual, from Mr. Precision Time. Perhaps trying to catch Mr. Lousy Dad Cheesy off guard. Could we see wraiths? That would be kind of cool versus Lousy Dad Cheesy, especially considering he doesn't... Wouldn't be expecting something like that, would he? In the meanwhile, though, Lousy Dad Cheesy's continued to fortify his natural expansion, as now it is up to four sunken colonies. It also has an early spire underway. So here, probably, if I had to take a venture, he's going to go Mutas a lot earlier and attack the Mineral Line of Precision Time and attempt to take this game a little bit quicker. Very similar to the first game, by the way. Again, Precision Time's got himself in a nice aggressive position right outside of the natural of Lousy Dad Cheesy, but it's great to contain, but I don't know. I just will shut up because he just proved me this last game. We'll see what he does. I bet you're going to see a wraith. Or I suppose the other option would be a dropship. And what do you know? It was a dropship. What do I know? He is probably going to attempt a drop into the main base of Lousy Dad Cheesy with his Marines and Medics. Pretty good move if he can go after the drones of Lousy Dad Cheesy, knock out the mineral production of Lousy Dad Cheesy, and then just strike. The other option is he maybe could also... No, I can't do that. Here come the mutilists. Here come the mutilists. No. Alright, never mind. They're just trying to find a way to kill off the siege tank, but the Marines and the Medics doing a pretty good job guarding it. Killed off one mutilist. Now the mutilists are attacking the Marines instead of the siege tank, which is precisely what Precision Time wants. Now, if I was Precision Time, you might want to send in a tank or maybe something just to distract Lousy Dad Cheesy, force those mutilists to go somewhere else. But what do I know? Precision Time's beat Lousy Dad Cheesy a few more times, and I have Precision Time's got a second tank coming. A lot of Marines there. Interesting. Lousy Dad Cheesy's now in a more defense position, forced to build more Zerglings and the such. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to see a little Marine drop right in the back of Lousy Dad Cheesy's main base, forcing him to send those Zerglings back up to defend that and then push in deeper into Lousy Dad Cheesy's main base. Then again, it's a lot easier for me to say, again, just watching, but hey, it shows you I'm not completely inept. That one dropship is just sitting there waiting for action. Well, Lousy Dad Cheesy again is just going to continue to mass. Those Marines are allowing those tanks to take another or more aggressive position into killed off another sunken. Boy, this could this could end unfavorably for Mr. Lousy. There is a Wraith. I told you there'd be a Wraith in this game. Now one Wraith joined the attacking party here. Let me see here. 13 Marines, 2 Medics, 2 Siege Tanks, and a Wraith in a pear tree. Lousy.Cheesy's natural, his static defense is gone. Now let's see how the tanks do against the Marines and the Medics, plus the Mutalisks and all that good stuff. Boy, Lousy.Cheesy just has a way of getting out of these dire-looking situations. Now I bet you he's going to go on the attack. A much more aggressive maneuver from Precision Time. Well, a great idea, but now it looks like Precision Time's going to be on the defensive. And I think this counterattack might be just enough to take the game for Lousy.Cheesy. It was a more all-in attack from Lousy, from Mr. Precision Time, but I think it was the right move. As he had Lousy.Cheesy completely on the defensive yet again, Precision Time sends in a siege tank into the main base of Lousy.Cheesy, I think a little bit too little too late. His massive Mutalisks go after the minerals of Precision, the SCVs at the mineral line of Precision Time, and Lousy.Cheesy has found a way to steal this series from Precision Time, and there was your GG. 2-1, Lousy.Cheesy takes this preliminary round series against Precision Time. Precision Time tried a very similar act to the last game. Looked like he had the natural sunken colony situation handled pretty well, but Lousy.Cheesy, just with his 3 hatcheries, was able to outmass him, kill the containment, and finish off the opponent. Quick game here, a quick deciding game, by the way. 10 minutes and 13 seconds, Lousy.Cheesy with your score of 33,009 versus Precision Time's score of 20,834. Got to give a lot of credit to Precision Time for the way he played these 3 games, though. He gave Lousy.Cheesy a scare in a lot of ways, and he perhaps even showed a nice blueprint to defeating Lousy.Cheesy. It's all about the drones. Precision Time has nothing to be ashamed of with this series defeat to Lousy.Cheesy. Lousy.Cheesy has to wonder, perhaps he isn't invulnerable after all. I hope you enjoyed listening to today's broadcast of the 3-game series between Lousy.Cheesy and Precision Time. I am Space Dominator, signing out.